This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Linda Budd, founder of Tealchemy, world traveler, certified tea sommelier, and a published author with her book titled Tea Tales Party to the Wee Hours of the Afternoon. Linda, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
You are certainly most welcome. Great to catch up with you today. So first of all, tell us what makes Tealchemy so different than the other companies out there that are similar.
Well, Tealchemy is an online tea boutique. We do not actually have stores. We work as more of a store within a store. So for anybody that's interested in getting into the tea or carrying some teas, we have an excellent selection of loose leaf teas, over 40 different loose leaf tea blends, many different tea accessories. And I guess you could say with Tealchemy, we take tea on a journey of heightened pleasure, taking tea out of the traditional teapot and into the kitchen, using tea in different types of recipes to cook with or to make tea cocktails, recipes, even just taking like a pot of green tea and using it as a broth in a soup, and creating a different type of environment and a learning experience through online. We have lots of educational videos on our website, and we also have different types of products, such as like a tea rub, where we've taken a black tea and 10 other different types of spices and added it to use it on different types of meat, fish, poultry. We have a tea syrup that's used, rooibos syrup that we've come up with that we sell that is good on cheeses or dessert toppings, pancakes, crepes, and waffles. It has a very unique flavor. I guess mainly we also travel to various different parts of the world, seeing different types of estates and experimenting with many different types of tea types and trying to find different unique accessories that could be used for traditionally or for other types of loose leaf teas. And so there's the educational piece that's on the website, and because it's a website-based business, it gives us more opportunity to connect with people with newsletters, ongoing subscriptions and giftings and whatnot. But we're based out of Toronto, and we ship across Canada and actually through North America as well.
You know, I actually heard recently that green tea is the most healthiest drink on the planet. What are the health benefits of tea, period?
Well, tea is very rich in heart-loving antioxidants, contains calcium and zinc, multiple vitamins. But not only that, tea is very hydrating. It has anti-aging properties, calorie-free, great source of vitamin D. What I also love about tea is just the ritual of sort of the mental benefits of taking the time out of a busy day to steep a spot of tea to enjoy with friends or family, just to have the sort of mental therapy of relaxing and taking the time out of a busy schedule to really enjoy the different types of scents and flavors that can come out of a cool pot of tea. And there's just so many more studies and scientific facts that are supporting all of the benefits of tea as well.
You talk about the healthy benefits of drinking in your book. Can you share these, if you would, briefly with our listeners?
Well, we have Tea Tales Party to the Wee Hours of the Afternoon. Primarily, I guess the thought was, you know, your sleeping patterns can be really affected by consuming alcohol. We're suggesting to having some tea with that alcohol, making tea cocktails, and starting earlier in the day so they don't affect your sleeping patterns as much as well. But it's also just a healthy alternative to sweet sugars, pops, and other high-caloric type of beverages. So if you steep an extra pot of strong tea with ice and the rest of the mix, it's a great healthy alternative to the other sweet juices and sugars.
Today we are with Linda Budd, founder of Tealchemy and author of her book titled Tea Tales Party Till the Wee Hours of the Afternoon here on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you would, tell us about your elixir line.
Well, we've created a line of loose leaf teas. There's 14 different tea blends using various types of herbs, natural health products, different dried flowers, dried fruits. That are naturally caffeine-free. They were created basically to address some a lot of people's requests. They're saying, you know, do you have a tea for, I have a hard time sleeping or have some digestion issues. So we collaborated with some naturopaths and nutritionists and came up with some interesting blends to help combat those ailments that people might have, but still making sure that the flavor tastes good. And there's just a really good, healthy alternative and also part of a lifestyle to help people to get those natural properties into their system.
Also, what does being a tea alchemist mean?
Well, it's being innovative, I believe. We're blenders, so we take can try to be very creative. There are thousands of different types of teas around the world, but it's creating that awareness to people to know that it's, if they say they don't like tea or they don't like green tea, there's so many other different types of varieties and blends that we like to share and to offer to our customers, sort of thinking outside of the box and experimenting with it. And that's why we've created some of these tea recipes and making tea taste good, but also it can be a healthy benefit to drink with it as well.
Lastly, can you explain what tea is?
Well, I guess that does seem like a simple question, but most people really don't know. Tea, people would think it's a hot pot of brewed herbs, but tea comes from a plant called the Camellia sinensis. And from that plant, two leaves in a bud are plucked off the bush, and depending on the oxidization, will be the deciding factor if it's what type of tea it is. So the least oxidized would mean it would be a white tea, and then a little bit more oxidized, 20% would be green tea. Oolong comes after that, between 20 and 80% oxidization, and then 100% oxidized would be black tea. There's another specialized black tea called Pu'er that is grown in one particular region of China, Sichuanban in the Yunnan province, and that's a type of tea that the longer it's fermented and aged creates this earthy, full-bodied black tea. All the other types of blended herbs and spices really technically aren't tea. There's yerba mate, which is a caffeine substitute for coffee that's grown in South America, but it's not from the Camellia sinensis plant. There's rooibos, which is a naturally caffeine-free herbal that's only grown in South Africa. And then all the other ones really are herbal infusions with dried fruits and herbs. So there is quite a difference between what tea actually is.
Very good explanation. How about telling our listeners where they can connect with you online to purchase your book, obviously, to get more information about Tea Alchemy?
Tea Alchemy is, like I say, a Toronto-based company, and it's at tealchemy.ca, TEALCHEMY.ca. And we look forward to people signing up. You can follow us on our Twitter, our Facebook, and sign up for our newsletter for ongoing specials and new products that we are introducing.
I certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Excellent. My pleasure. Thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about Tea Alchemy, visit tealchemy.ca, where you will have access to a variety of gourmet loose leaf teas, artisan accessories, tea powder, rubs, syrups, and recipes. Follow Linda on Twitter at Tea Alchemy and learn about different types of teas offered around the world and some fun facts you probably didn't know about. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.